But the first person to have made hijrat with his family was a sahabi, Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he hears this command, he takes his wife Umme Salama, who later became the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Salama takes his wife Umme Salama and he places her on his camel, and together they have a little child, and the three of them, the mother, father and the little child, now prepares to move towards Madinah Tayyibah. When the family of Umme Salama had come, they were not in deen at that particular time, and they snatched her and they grabbed her away. And they did not allow her to travel with Abu Salama, despite the fact that he had made nikah, he was married to her. But they said that this is our daughter, we will not allow her to leave Makkah. Then the family of Abu Salama come, and they snatch the child away from Umme Salama. And they say that this is our child from our progeny. We will not allow him to go with his father, who has become a sabi, who has left our deen. And we will not allow him to stay with you because you are not in our family. Hence the child goes separately. The father, Abu Salama, he looks at his wife, he looks at his child, and at the same time he looks at the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He looks in his heart, with the inside of his heart, that hijrat that he has to make for the sake of Allah. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. That person whose hijrat is for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then undoubtedly his hijrat is for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This sahabi does not look left, he does not look right. He does not look at his wife, he does not look at his child, nor does he look at his family, and he continues straight ahead from Makkah Mukarramah, and he continues to Medina. And this sahabi like that reaches Madinah Tayyibah. On the other hand, Umme Salama herself narrates that my condition and my situation was such that for 1 year I would stand on the road to Medina. For 1 year every morning at sunrise I would come and I would stand on the road to Medina like a woman that has become insane, and I would look at the road towards Medina, that how am I going to reach Medina? Until after 1 year, sanity had prevailed. Abu Salma's family, his cousin had brought the child back to me, and like that I had taken my child, and together we traveled, the two of us. Of course, on the way we met a person, and that person inquired from me, where are you going? I replied, I'm going to Madinah Tayyibah. The person asked, who is with you? You are a woman, who is with you? She replied, La wallah, I have no one illallah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa hadha bunayya, and this little child of mine. It is my Allah, and with this child I shall reach my destination. I will make hijrat in the cause and the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Respected and dear friends, those were the challenges, those were the difficulties that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu went through. And if you open the kitabs of Islamic history, we will find a rich history of the sacrifice of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We read the story of Suhaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that how he had given his wealth in Makkah to save himself purely so that he could make hijrat towards Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was this hijrat of Allah towards Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that marked the beginning of the Islamic era. And it was in this hijrat also that Allah Rabbul Izzat had given this deen great glory in the eyes of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and today we witness this. Hence we are in this month of Muharram, the new month of the Islamic calendar that has been marked by the hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And undoubtedly we will find that the way of the Yahud and the Nasara and all the other people of this material world, that when they come to the new year, then they make some resolutions. And their resolutions also is just New Year's resolutions. A mu'min and a believer, we also need to make resolute decisions. And our decisions are supposed to be an ongoing thing. Continuously we are also supposed to be making these decisions. On the one hand, the hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. On the other hand, the riwayat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In Bayhaqi, Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi has narrated in his Shu'ab al-Iman a portion of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wal mujahidu man jahada nafsahu fi ta'atillah. That whilst many people will have this jazba of jihad and going and fighting out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if I clearly remember on a previous occasion on this day of Ashura, we had spoken much about shahadat, martyrdom, that is a thing that we should aspire, a thing that we should be desiring for the sake and the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Martyrdom should be desired to such an extent. We find in the riwayat that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, unlike us, We, when somebody leaves on a journey, we have the very good habit and we will say it is maturity, we will say it is nobility that we make the dua for that person, that may Allah Ta'ala take you safely and Allah bring you safely also. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were those that when a wife saw her husband go out in the path of Allah, she would make dua, may Allah take you safely and Allah never bring you back. A child would say to his father, oh my father, may Allah take you safely and Allah don't bring you back. We remember and we recall that one incident that in Madinah Tayyibah, in a room, in a house, that there was lying a janazah of a person and the little girl of that person, the little daughter of that person was crying. And people began to console her like how we would normally console a little child. And they began to tell the child that your father is gone to the house of Allah. Your father is gone, probably where he is better for him than where he would have been. In other words, he is there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as people consoled her, then when she came to grips with herself and she gained control, she said to the people, Wallah, I am not crying at the loss of my father, but I am crying because my father left this world and he did not leave this world in the path of Allah. He did not die a death of shahadat. Respected and dear friends, that was the attitude, that was the mindset of Madinah Tayyibah after the hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Rabbul Izzat bears testimony to this fact also, that today when a person migrates from one place to another, there are always some ulterior motives. It is either because of the instability of one economy, because of perhaps the violence, and because of various factors that are attached to materialism, that one person will want to leave one country and go to another country. Once a person mentioned to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi ki Hazrat dua farmaye ke main waha ja raha hu, I am leaving this country and I am going overseas. He Mufti Sahib asked him why. The person explained the halat and conditions of South Africa. He said, when you go there, give the Allah of that place my salams. Give the Allah of that place my salams. To you it seems as though that here there is a different Allah and there there is a different Allah. It is our amal, it is our actions. So we have various reasons why we leave one place and we make hijrat and go to another place. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had their own, and Allah Rabbul Izzat bears testimony in the Quran Kareem, lil fuqara illadina. Those people who were fuqara, those people who were destitute and in a state of destitution. Today, before we leave one country and go to another country, we have to set up guarantees. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this was not the case with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They were those people that made hijrat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzat bears testimony to the fact that when they made this hijrat, when they migrated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The intention was purely for the sake of Allah. وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And then they assisted Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That they did not find the hijrat to be the end of their life. That now we have left everything we have achieved and this is the culmination of our life. But they also, they went out, and Allah Ta'ala says in many ayahs of the Quran Kareem that the hajaru, after they make hijrat, wajahadu fi sabilillah, they make the jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that the jihad of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that was a different jihad. The jihad of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their endeavors was different. Ya Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi states that the who is a real mujahid, wal mujahidu, the mujahid is that person, alladhi jahada nafsahu fi ta'atillah, aw kama qal, is that person that makes jihad with his own nafs. He makes jihad with his own desires. He makes jihad with all his own pleasures. He breaks his own pleasures for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi ta'atillah, in the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like that, similarly, we speak about the hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We speak about the hijrat of various sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. In the very same hadith, Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wal muhajiru, who is a muhajir? The real and true muhajir is this, that person, alladhi hajara, that person who leaves al khataya wa dhunub. He leaves all types of sins, minor sins and major sins. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum left their homes. Allah Rabbul Izzat is asking from us, let us leave our pleasures that are not in conformity to the commandments of Allah. Let us leave our evils, let us leave our sins, and let us also make hijrat. Hijrat means at-tark, to leave something. Let us leave our sins, let us leave our bad ways, and let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the resolute decision that we need to make, that the year has come, and years will come, and years will go. Moments will come, and moments will pass. But as mu'mineen and as ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the real resolution that we should be making in this month of Muharram. And every day renew and refresh in this resolution that we are making, that, oh Allah, for your sake, I will leave my ills, I will leave my bad, I will leave all my sins. And then of course there is one thing that we get caught up with, and often the question is this a major sin, is this a minor sin? The poet says it so beautifully, خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا وَذَاكَ التُّقَى. Many of us are looking for taqwa, many of us are looking for piety. The poet says that leave major sins, leave minor sins, and this is taqwa. How should a mu'min and how should a believer lead his life on this world? He says also that you should become like that person, mashi ala arudis shawki. He should be like that person that walks on a thorny path, walks on a thorny road, and yahzaru ma yara. He saves himself from every thorn that he sees. Every thorn that he sees, he tries to save himself. And today we will find many, many thorns in our path. The thorns of secularism and modernism and postmodernism, the thorns of our own nafs and our own desires, the thorns of all the challenges that we have in front of us, let us try and save it. And then he says, لا تحقرن صغيرة, لا تحقرن صغيرة فإن الجبال من الحصى. Do not be little, a minor sin, a small sin, because remember that mountains are made from little, little stones. It is those little stones that make up a great mountain, and it is those little sins that will make up the great sin in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to say, "Kullu ma nuhiya anhu fahuwa kabira." That everything that Allah has prohibited us from, we should take it as being a major sin, because if we are violating the law of Allah, we are earning the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should be also one resolution. Also at the beginning of this year, if we look at it in reality, we should also take cognizance and we should begin to think, it is also our financial year end that comes in a few days time, and many, many of us are busy with our stock take, and many of us are looking as how we can set our balance sheets, and many of us are looking at how much of tax we need to pay. Similarly, we need to take stock also. We need to take muhasabah of the past life that we have passed, and look at the life ahead of us. And if one word of advice Allah has given us in the Quran, wal asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in this ayat, and in the ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken abundantly about time. Let us try. You see, in today's time, brothers, we have technology that has so advanced that we can extract blood from a person, and then we can bank that blood. We can store that blood. And like that we can do with the cells of the human body. And like that we can store and we can bank and we can do many, many things.